I was going through, many years ago, I was going through California with one of my friends, and I said, it looked like it's going to rain. He said, well, what makes you think that? I said, all the clouds. He said, Brother Marlo, that's not clouds. That's smog. And so the story is that in the city of Los Angeles, the smog got so horrible that the city decided to bring in specialists to study their problem, their pollution problem, to see what they might could do. Well, I believe it, if I remember correctly, it was 24 men came in and brought in with them all of their equipment and so forth that they needed, and they were given, the city gave them all kind of spaces, all kind of office buildings, and gave them any secretarial help that they needed, or some of them had their own secretaries and all kind of machines, and they offered them anything that they needed, and they didn't tell them how long to study it, just there's hunting something to do for the pollution. Well, they stayed, I believe, if I remember correctly, they stayed 3 weeks or about 3 weeks. And better cut that phone off. My son's liable to call, wanting money. So anyway, they said that they wanted to, they stayed 20-something days, or almost 3 weeks. And they called one day and they told the city fathers, said, we are ready to give you our report. Well, the officials of the city filed into the big room that they had designated for special meetings with mahogany, great mahogany table, plush chairs, and they had nuts and drinks all set out for men to come in and listen to this report. And well, they all filed in, and finally the man that was in charge went to the podium and said, ladies and gentlemen, you will not need your secretaries. You can let them go. He said, perhaps I should go through reams of paper and make this look good and super intelligent. But he said, I was raised to be totally honest, and we've taken up enough of your time and money. So he said, you can dismiss your secretaries, and you can cut off your tape recorders and your listening devices. You can cut all of that off, and because what I'm going to say is, you're going to be able to remember. He said, ladies and gentlemen, there is no solution to your problem. And he said, what, as an afterthought, like, he said, what you really need is a wind from elsewhere to come down through your city and sweep your streets and sweep your roofs and your windows. And then it needs to blow it all out towards Japan and out that direction. Well, let me show you. At the end of the Old Testament, worship had become so polluted. And for 400 years, God did not speak. Man didn't, a person living had never heard from God and had never talked to anyone that had ever heard from God. And man was at his end. Because, you see, they were still having religion. They were still having sacrifices. And those sacrifices, the priests were phony. They had not heard from God, didn't know anything about God. Couldn't tell you how to reach God. And yet they offered sacrifices and took the people's money and tried to make them believe that their sins were being pushed ahead, and which it was not. And the sacrifices were polluted, and the priests were crooks. They didn't know what to do. All they knew, that they still long for God. They still had a hunger in their heart for God. For you see, God has placed eternity in our hearts. And that's why people drink and smoke and do all they do, because they're trying to feel something that they're longing for, and they can't get a hold of what it is. And so, but so man still long for God. And there was no solution to their problem. What they really needed was a wind from elsewhere to come, amen, and blow down through their lives. And the Bible says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, thank God, they were all in one mind and one accord, one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a mighty rushing mighty wind and filled all the place where they were sitting. And cloven tongues like as a fire set upon each of them. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, that ended their pollution problem. Amen. It caused those who had stolen things to carry them back. It caused tax collectors that were crooked to become right and walk with God. Thank God. I'm going to tell you, when the Holy Ghost comes, I mean, it does more than sweep the roofs. It comes more than sweep the streets, but it takes care of the alcoholic on the street. It takes care of the wino on the street. Thank God, when that sound of a rushing mighty wind, whoa, hallelujah, it'll sweep clean. If you're here tonight and you don't know what to do, you got family problems and you're not living for God, you don't know what to do, I'm directing you right now, praise God, to open your heart. And when God comes into your home, it will start to work like you've never known anything like it. It'll cause people to cry themselves to sleep, amen, until they find God. It'll jerk that beer out of that refrigerator. Thank God. Oh, hallelujah. You won't have to buy cigarettes anymore. You won't have to buy liquor anymore. You won't worry about a six-pack anymore, because God sweeps it all clean. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. I was pastor up in Flint, Michigan some time ago. One afternoon, about 2 or 3 o'clock, I was coming into the church. My wife calls me. She said, they just took Mark. He's overdosed. Well, I had just passed an ambulance. And somehow or another, from a geographical location, I knew that had to be him. And I said, what happened? He said, well, they found him under the house. And he was sitting up under the house. And they shined the light on him and said, Mark, what are you doing? He said, I've just overdosed. And I'm waiting to die. They pumped his stomach out 3 times, and Sunday night, he was in church, sitting in church. And when I gave the altar call, Mark got up and came over to my left. And I'm going to be honest with you, it's just 2 or 3 other times that I've ever seen anybody receive such an experience as Mark received whenever he prayed through. And for 45 minutes at least, he talked in tongues and cried and shouted and enjoyed God. And when he got all through, I called him up and I said, gave him the microphone. I said, Mark, testify. He said, Brother Marlon, I'll never forget what he said. He said, Brother Marlon, I've been on a lot of highs in my life, but he said, I've never been this high before. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. A wind from elsewhere. Praise God. Come down and sweep it clean. Oh, I've never been this high before. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, let me just kind of say it plain. I'm new here, but I'll just say it plain. I know you, pastor, and I know how it is, and I'm just going to say it plain. We need to cut through formality. Sometimes we get a little bit too formal. Amen. We don't need any more religion. Thank God. We need salvation. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. How long has it been since you just turned it loose and let the Lord have his way? I know you love the choir and enjoy the choir. And I know you love your pastor when he's anointed and preaching. And I know you get something out of it when you clap your hands in unison. But let me ask you, how long has it been since you just turned loose? Praise God. Hey, God, it's just you and God. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Hey, God. Hey, God. We need to get the starchiness out of us. We need to get the starchiness out of us. You say, well, we have visitors, and I don't want them to be turned off. Let me tell you something about that. If you're in the flesh, it'll turn them off. But anything you do in the spirit, they're probably going to compliment it. They may say, I don't understand, but I felt it, and I believe that man's got something. I believe that woman has something. Hey, God, don't you worry. You just let God handle all that. Praise God. And let the Holy Ghost just move. Oh, hallelujah. One morning, I started a new church. I went down to the shoe store, and I walked in to get a low-grade pair of shoes, cheapest I could get, and he had them. But anyway, I talked to him. His name was Singleton. Talked to him. Went home that night when I was home, I dreamed about Mr. Singleton. And so the next morning, I went by and acted real casual, just like I was coming back in for no reason. And I said, Mr. Singleton, what was you doing in my dreams last night? He said, I don't know. So I said, oh, probably ate too much. So when I told him where I was going to the next store. When I got over there, the lady had the phone in her hand. She said, you wouldn't happen to be Reverend Marlowe, would you? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, somebody wants to talk to you. It was Mr. Singleton. He said, Brother Marlowe, would you come back over here just as soon as you can? When you get through, I want to talk to you. So to make the long story short, his wife was a choir director in one of the largest churches in that part of Dallas. And she was a sophisticated little dude, I can tell you that. And they all came to church. And, well, Jim Singleton, he went to the altar. And he folded his hands. Well, now, Pentecostal people will pray with you all night if you're praying. But if they see Burger King closing and you're not praying, they may leave you with it. And so he wouldn't get up, but he wouldn't pray. And so I just walked over there to him, and I was standing there by him. I was just standing there. And my knee was already there. I brought it with me. And I just did him a number like that, and he fell over on his back and looked at me. I said, scream, man! He said, Jesus! And got up talking in tongues. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. We got to get the starch out. We got to let God have his way. God is not deaf. But he, you know the story. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. But it doesn't hurt his ears either. Woo! So little old Sister Singleton, she got the Holy Ghost. It was something. And so we was at a big rally, young folks rally. And they was praying in the altar, and there was one guy in the altar that wouldn't pray. He just wasting people's time. So Sister Singleton walked through the crowd and came up to me and whispered in my ear. She said, "Brother Marla, go kick him over." I said, "Sister Singleton, I don't work all the time." He just don't do that every time. You know, Los Angeles, I would have liked to have been there in that city. I'd have liked to have been at that meeting. And I would have liked, you see, that old black brother that went up there to Azusa Street, did you know he actually cleaned out a chicken house to have church? And he took a apple crate and used it for a place to pray. He knelt down, put his head up in that crate and prayed and prayed and prayed. Day after day and night after night, he prayed until people started coming in without anybody going out and telling them anything. They just started come because that old brother knew how to pray. And then whenever he would get through and the crowd would come, he'd take the apple crate and make a pulpit out of it and preach to them. And they start getting the Holy Ghost. Amen. And people started bringing, different denominations started bringing their people, their missionaries home to run them through the chicken house. Amen. And people was out hitchhiking from Louisiana and from the state of Maine just to get to the chicken house, because there was actually a time that the earth around the building where he was at quaked. It shook. Oh, friend. Oh, I'd have loved to have been there and said, "Hey, folks, there is a solution to this. I mean, you go down to Azusa Street and you get a hold of the God of Azusa Street." Praise God. And he's still able, for he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God. Praise God. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God. Praise God. If he's quit healing, it's been real recently. Amen. Amen. Because I was up in the Dakotas at their conference and preaching, and a lady that I just can't go into telling you how terribly sick she was, and God healed her just like that. Amen. I'll tell you what, last Sunday morning, I was preaching in Starks, Louisiana, and a lady had been sick for 32 years, and she couldn't hardly walk. She couldn't pick up anything. She couldn't do her housework, but she straightened up, and she's still healed. So I'd say, thank God, he's still healing. He's still in the business. Praise God. Woo! Glory. Oh, glory. Let him heal you. Let him heal you tonight. A wind from elsewhere come and blow down through your sitting street. Thank God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. So the Lord took Ezekiel out to the Valley of Dry Bones. Now those bones had lay out there and bleached in the sun. And the cows and the camels had run up and down that gully and had scattered those bones everywhere. A man wouldn't have known where his foot was. If he'd have got his foot, he wouldn't have known where his elbow was. It was just scattered all up and down. And the Lord asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? And Ezekiel said, Lord, thou knowest. And the Lord saw where he was. And the Lord said, here, Ezekiel, I want you to prophesy to the wind. Praise God. And I want you to say to the wind, come from four winds and breathe upon them that are slain. Now, there's a lot of people out there that are slain. They are dead in trespasses and sins. And they have so much shrapnel, so much metal in their ears and eyes and nose and head until if you had it, you could carry it to the junkyard. Get strap on. And they're drug addicts and but let me tell you, there's more to it. Prophesy to the four winds that breathe upon them that are slain that they might live. That's it right there. The first person you see tomorrow that looks hopeless, they can live. They can live. I don't care what they say to you. They can live. There's life. There's breath. That they might live. And so he prophesied, and it said, they stood up on their feet. They stood up on their feet. A great army. That bunch that was laying in a ditch, that bunch that was scattered, their body parts, that bunch that was in such disarray, he brought skin over them. He brought life into them, and they stood up a great army. Okay, here's what I want to tell you. You got a good church here. You got a good crowd here, and I know that this is Tuesday. This is Thursday night, and I know that everybody's not here, and we're not too far from the holidays, and all of that. But I want to tell you, you still have a great church here. But I want to tell you, this is only seed. This is only seed. There's a great army that's out there yet. You know, I know they'll come in one at a time probably, maybe most of three or four. I know that. But wouldn't it be nice if God would just let everybody that's going to be saved here in the next 10 years, if he'd just let them come in and walk in front of us. And on that side, we wouldn't have to ask him to let them stay. Just walk and just show us who they are. You'd say, oh, that's that old guy. That's that old goofy boy that worked at the service station down there. My goodness, you mean he's going to be saved? Why? Oh, that's that girl that stands there on the street. Men pick her up. You mean she's going to be saved? She's going to be in our church. She might play the piano. You mean to tell me that guy that was so hateful to everybody? I can't believe it. Reckon what he'd do? Well, he just might be the assistant pastor someday. Oh, God. Just let it happen. It's going to happen. You got to believe that. If you think this is about all there is, you're all wrong. You're thinking wrong. I'm sure your pastor's not thinking that way. Amen. Amen. I appreciate this man. Never been up real close to him. Everybody loves him. Everybody believes in him. And when they found out I was coming here, everybody was, oh, you're going to love them. And you're going to love that church. And on and on and on. I went, oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you, this fella here is not thinking that this is all there he is and all it's going to happen. You know what? This all hinges on one word. This is all hinges on one word. And that word is suddenly. And suddenly. Praise God. And suddenly. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. And suddenly, you come in here discouraged as you could be, didn't know how you was going to make it, and suddenly, when you started praising God, you felt the strength. Praise God. You come in here with your faith down and low, and suddenly, you believe that God can do anything. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. You've got a child that's wayward and gone. Amen. But one night and suddenly you keep praying. You just get that phone call and suddenly he said, Mama, I'm coming home. Mama, I want to be saved. Praise God. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a mighty rushing wind and fill all the house where they were sitting. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, let's come around the front tonight praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's believe the Lord. Let's believe the Lord. Hallelujah. God's given us some seed to plant. Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I want to tell you, somebody could get the Holy Ghost right now. Somebody can suddenly get the Holy Ghost right now.
Hallelujah. You're not here by an accident. Hallelujah. You're here because God wants to fill you and thrill you with the Holy Ghost. Oh, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. Oh, Rio Kondo Rianda Yalabohosi Anda Yalabahaya. In the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, not by might, nor yet by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let the fire fall tonight. Let the wind blow tonight. Oh, the wind bloweth where it listeth. Hallelujah, and you hear the sound thereof. Oh, God, let an uncontrollable wind fill this place right now. Let faith be born. Let faith be born. Let the power of your spirit shake this house tonight. Let tongues of fire come in this place tonight. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you want the Holy Ghost, you ought to come up here and get it tonight. Don't leave this place empty. Don't leave this place without the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The presence of the Lord is moving. The wind of God is blowing. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
And when
Jesus, Jesus.
Again.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Do it, God.
Lord, rain down. Let your power fall. Let your voice be heard. Come and change our hearts as we stand on your word. Holy Spirit, rain down. Holy Spirit, rain down. Please.
Come on. Somebody needs to get reckless tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to get reckless tonight. Hallelujah. Release your faith tonight. Oh, God, send me. Send me that lost and dying